Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Crow. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Phyllis McDougall. And according to my phone, there's four different orders I have with you guys. Can you look that up?
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Sure. 72758.
And your first and last name as well. Can you repeat it?
Phyllis McDougall.
Okay, thank you. So I do have your account pulled up. Can I get you to verify the address for security purposes?
Yes, 6101 West Valley Forge Drive, Rogers, Arkansas, 72758.
Thank you. I'm looking at the account. I see where you purchased the, hold on. I see where you purchased the Avira beauty cream.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It says you purchased two of them, the face cream and the eye serum. And it says that there's a purchase for the two-piece silicone brush along with vitamin C.
Yeah. Could you cancel all of those orders, please?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and cancel all the orders for you. Yeah, I can go ahead and do that. Okay. Yes, ma'am. So I am going through and canceling every single order that you made. Now, I didn't yet cancel the... Well, oops. Yes, I did. Never mind. I was going to offer you... I was going to offer you an extension on your trial, but then that was the first thing I canceled, the little two bottles. So I do have everything canceled, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No. Are you going to send me a confirmation on that?
No, ma'am. I won't be able to send you a confirmation email, but what I can do is give you a cancellation number.
Okay. What is that?
It is C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
663.
663.
Mm-hmm. 568.
568.
620.
620. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
No problem, ma'am. I thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.